The University at Buffalo's Team Alice program educates both older adults and medical students about the dangers of polypharmacy, generally defined as taking five or more medications at once. It's named after Alice Brennan, an 88-year-old Lockport woman who's being given 26 medications, including a muscle relaxant considered dangerous for older adults, when she died of hospital-acquired infections in 2009.
So sort of at the same time, we also wanted to give sort of an updated estimate in the literature sort of as to the prevalence of these medications.
Dr. Colin Clark, a professor in UB School of Pharmacy and other UB researchers, looked at data from the CDC, as well as the Beers criteria, a list of medications considered unsafe for older adults. Their study, published in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society in August, found that 34% of older Americans were prescribed potentially inappropriate medication.
And while some studies had done this previously with similar data sets, we also wanted to take it a step further and look at the association between these medications and sort of the negative outcomes, so hospitalizations, ER visits, as well as costs.
They found that older adults who are prescribed inappropriate medication were nearly twice as likely to be hospitalized or visit the emergency room. These visits, as well as simply the price of medications, cost older adults on average about $450 a year. UB professor David Jacobs, the lead investigator on the study, says the findings will help doctors continue to push for deprescribing, but it's also important for patients to speak up for themselves.
Given the number of medications that we see and we continue to see increasing as the aging as people continue to age and get older, and patients really taking it upon themselves to start asking these tough questions to their providers, and taking the time to discuss whether this medication needs to be started at or continued.
The study did find some good news. The prescribing of inappropriate medications slightly decreased over the 5-year period of data that researchers looked at. Tom Dinke, WBFO News.